Blog Talk Radio.
It's Word City Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. Welcome to Word City Radio, and I'm bringing it to you on this Monday, as we always do every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time. This is Monday, May 6th, 2013. And we got a fantastic show for you this evening. We got three guests coming on. We got Miss Robinson. Also, guest telling author Alicia Hammer and the one and only poet himself, Mr. GPA, is going to be here this evening. So sit back and relax as we bring you Word City Radio.
Sounds of Walter Beasley. Go to the blood when we bring
you to on Merge Sexy Radio this evening. We got a hot show coming at you this evening, so we want you to sit back and relax as we bring it to you, like we always do every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time, right here on Merge Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and here we are again on this Monday, May 6, 2013, and we're going to be doing it with you like we always do every Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's finally getting hot in Kansas City. We're trying to enjoy the weather before it gets cold again. We don't know what's going on. We may not have a spring this year, the way it's looking. But we got a great show this evening. We got some fantastic guests coming on. I'm going to check right now. I think we may have one of them right here. I'm going to see with the area code 773. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen.
How you?
Do not be alarmed by the baritone voices coming through.
This is him.
Multi-award-winning, critically acclaimed, controversial, moth storytelling champion, most electrifying man in poetry, Mr. Orgasm, Mr. Search Engine, oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, GPA, the phenomenal poetic unsolved.
Oh, you want to give you some applause? I can do that, brother. We got that for you. We can bring it for you. You know how it goes. How you doing?
I'm good. As usual,
as well, we have my brother, and he started off first. We got two ladies that's going to be on the show as well. They're not here. So we're going to go ahead and get started with you. How you been doing?
I've been really good. How you doing, my brother? Thanks for having me on again.
You know, man, I've been seeing you all over Facebook and all over the place doing marvelous things, and I'm sure you're going to let us know a little bit about that this evening. And we're just glad that you had time to come out of your busy schedule to come on the show because, you know, we know that when you are the man who creates orgasms, it's something that is being desired that a lot of us wish we can do. So you know how it is. We try our best. You don't have to bring that in. Okay, go ahead. Talk to us.
Well, listen, first of all, I want to thank you again for having me on the show. In my fourth book out, Revenge of the Orgasm, and it seems like every time I got a book, you bring me on. You're one of the first shows to have me on, and I greatly appreciate all the support and the great rapport you and I have. DV, what up with you? I see you, Cotton, my tag team partner, the phenomenal, the fabulous, the sensational queen of seduction, Cotton Campbell. I know she's in the building, but thank you again. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Man, no problem. You know, we always try to support those who support us. And even those that don't, we don't give a damn. We'll do it anyway. So this is how we do it here on Word Sexy Radio. So, you know, I know you got some poems you're going to be doing for us. We're going to let you do that. But we want to let everybody know that if they want to call in or if they want to get on the chat room, they can do that as well. But the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. For those who didn't know, this is Grown Folks Radio, and we talk all the shit we want, and we say what the fuck we want to on this show. So that's what we're going to be doing this evening. If it bothers you, I'm sorry, because we just don't give a damn. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, go ahead. You know how it is. I'm waiting on DV to call in. He hasn't called in yet. I don't know if he's out of town or where he is. But yeah, I might be holding it on my own, because I think Cotton is up there with you, isn't she?
No, she just left. Matter of fact, she just left. We went on. She was featuring in Detroit. Did a fabulous job. Oh my God, she was just awesome in Detroit, featuring down at the Manila Bay Cab with our good friend One Single Rose. So she should be back that way.
Well, she probably is. I haven't spoken with her. I know she texted me earlier this morning, but you know, you never can tell where Cotton is because she's always on the move. So that's the reason why I asked her. Never know where she is. But anyway, that's good. I'm sure she'll call in eventually. But tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, man. You got the new book out. You know, let's tell us about the book.
The new book is Revenge of the Orgasm, an erotic autobiography. And basically, it is what it sounds like. It is an autobiography of both intimate and sexual exploits written in poetic verse. So they're like epic poems. They're stories, and they're nonfiction. And I just told, you know, I did all the things that a tell-all would, but I just didn't tell any names because I'm a gentleman. at least I do my best to be a gentleman. So I'm not mentioning anybody's names, but there are women who have read the book thus far and say, "Oh man, I remember. Wasn't that me?" Like, yeah, that was that. So
yeah,
that's
well, you know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wants it to be
man.
About them. You know that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And that's cool. You know, buy the book. That's cool. I appreciate it. But we're doing really well so far. We just ordered another shipment of books. We got a few 5-star reviews. All of the reviews on Amazon have been 5 stars, whatever that means. But I appreciate when people come and tell me about the book and poems they like favorite. So we're doing really well. We start the revenge tour in another couple weeks here in Chicago. And then we'll be going to Ohio, into Atlanta, then to Indianapolis, then to, she booked me in Missouri. She just told me somewhere I'm going to be. And that's not until August, though. And then we got a few other places, Milwaukee. So we got a few places we'll be going, a few events that we'll be at. I'm featuring at the Black Poetry Fest, the Black Poetry Cab Poetry Fest in June in Atlanta. So we're moving. We're moving around a lot, so.
Well, I'm hoping that Missouri tour is here in Kansas City. That way we can actually meet face-to-face and put a voice with a face, you know what I'm saying? And we can do that. That's
definitely,
not a problem.
Definitely, brother.
So
definitely.
We got a 951 area code number. I'm going to check that and see if that's one of our other guests that's coming on real quick, if you don't mind. We're going to see who that is. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Yolanda. I'm calling from Moreno Valley, California.
Well, how are you, Yolanda? You sounding all sexy on the phone.
Thank you. I'm good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I want to cut that voice off. Go ahead.
Hear one of my favorite poets.
Okay, but do you have anything you want to say to him?
Yolanda's a prophetess. She speaks good. She speaks goodness into the air. That's all she's about. She has a great spirit, and it comes through. I've never even been in the same physical proximity of her, and that's how I knew it was her. I know her name because we've had dialogue, but she's just a wonderful individual. I'm glad. Thank you for calling in, sister. Good to meet you voice to voice.
Well, just to know that this is Word Sexy Radio, and hopefully it doesn't offend you. Have you ever listened to this show before? Because I'm about to do something that you may not like, and I hope I don't offend you. But
no,
the voice
no, I
is
haven't,
the,
but I want to say this. We're used
okay.
to the religious order, but Jesus in the Bible tells us that Jesus was always found around all different kinds of people. And when you
love people,
you can share your heart with anybody.
Okay, well, I'll accept that because my thoughts, and since we are going religious for a second, my thoughts and my readings of him has always been that he's been around those that needed it, and those that were already in the church didn't need him. So a lot of people don't understand that. But anyway, I got you on that one. So I guess I won't say what I was going to say because I was going to say something. But I don't know if I should anyway because I don't want to offend you. But I was going to say something about your voice, and I was going to put some sexual piece on the end of that, but that's okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Hope. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. So did you want to stay on, or you want to just kind of listen? Or?
Yeah, I'm just going to listen. Thank you. God
bless
you.
Thank you for
calling
in. Thank you for that. All right.
Okay.
All right, so we have another number. We got another call coming in. I'm going to check this one right quick. State your name and where you're calling from. That is a 773-931, and I'm not going to say any more. If you don't have a question,
you better get on this phone.
If you don't have a question or anything, then I will close it for you. Okay, they don't have anything to say. All right, so we're going to keep going. Go ahead. I want you to go ahead and get yourself prepared because I know you're ready, GPA, to give us some type of stimulation to these women that's listening because I know they want to hear what you got to say. So let's go ahead and get yourself prepared to give us one of your poems.
You got it. I'm just going to go right over here.
All right, brother.
She's not a supermodel. No, not even close. The manufactured superlative would insult her greatly. Cameras fail to grasp every aspect. The connotation goes against her physical phenomenon. She just likes to pose. The anorexic figurines have nothing in common with her. 90-degree angles, straight lines never appear on her landscape. Every step she takes is an adventure, and every curve on her has a mind, heart, and life of its own. She likes to pose. She is either bored at work or near stressed out of her mind. Indulging conversation brings about flirtation and lets inhibitions depart. Top two buttons of her business blazer go behind the suffix X. Coordinating skirt slides upwards to expose dark triangle. She does this either alone in her office, sitting in her car before she goes home, or at lunchtime while everyone's out to eat. She likes to pose. Front view, side view, rear, full on or crop. She likes to pose. New hairstyle, new outfit, lost some weight, gained some weight in the right places. She likes to pose. As I stare at my catalog of photographs, I realize that at any moment arousal can be summoned. Because, of course, her Venus machinations are higher than my Martian intellect. She knows she has my full attention, and that is why she likes to pose. She likes to pose. She likes to pose for me. From Revenge of the Orgasm, my poem.
And you've heard it here on Word Sexy Radio. And it's out there right now. So if anyone wants to get that Revenge of the Orgasm, you know you can.
www.iblowyourmind.net and Amazon, but go to the website because Amazon takes you on the pay. So iblowyourmind.net, that's the ticket.
And the chat room is saying they love it, and we got Miss Cotton on the line. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing just fine. How are you?
I am fabulous.
So let's find out what's going on now. Let's ask this question. Where are you? Are you in town or are you out of town?
I am back in Kansas City, Missouri.
It's just like the damn, what's that little cartoon that you were trying to find the lady and shit and the damn books and her picture,
where,
and you're trying
Waldo
to find her. Where the hell is she at, or where Waldo, or who the fuck, I don't know. Where you at, baby?
I am in Kansas City, Missouri for the moment.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we're glad to have you on the line. I don't know where Mr. Hint is. I think he is either traveling or he just doesn't feel like coming on. But I'm sure he's somewhere doing what he should be doing, whatever that may be. Anyway, all right, well, we're glad to have you both on the show, and it looks like right now you two are the only two. We have two authors that's supposed to come on this evening, and then I'm waiting to see. They know they're supposed to be here. It's Miss Robinson. She's supposed to be here this evening, and we're going to see if she's going to come in. And we also have Alicia Hamper from St. Louis, Missouri, who is an author as well, that's supposed to be coming on. So we'll see if they come. If not, then we'll have a fabulous time with GPA. Yes.
No slight to anybody else, but you got the best two people on right now, so you're good.
Well, only because you said he was supposed to be here, because I didn't have him on my schedule. I ain't going to lie. So only one, and I'm going to let you know that, GPA. Whatever she says you're supposed to be on, I just take it for word, because sometimes I talk shit and don't know what the fuck I'm saying. But anyway, is this DB Hint? There is someone
there.
Hard. I just don't know.
Hey, I didn't mean to turn you on like that.
Okay, so it is an unlisted number, and I don't know who I'm addressing, but state your name and where you're calling from. If you do not have a question or anything, please do not hang up. Okay, I'm going to let you just be there then until we'll come back to you in just a second. Okay, GPA, so you got the chat room loving it right now. So we want to get them a little hotter than that. So we want you to come on with something else right quick. If you're ready to spit something else, let's go ahead on and get you going.
Dark skin.
We got you.
Called night. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut in. Now, what I was going to say, since I got you both on here, we're going to have you both do something as well. But go ahead, man. I didn't mean to cut into you. I'm sorry.
Before he starts, Red, you got to put your phone on mute when people are doing stuff, because we can hear stuff you're doing.
Oh,
Okay. I'll take that order. Okay, so are we ready now for
we're ready for
my man
to go? You're gonna do your portion. We're gonna do that thing, right, John?
So you hear me doing things. I don't know what it is you hear me doing. But we'll do that. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to clear some Todd. The next Todd, listen. The next thing we Todd, listen for a second. The next thing that's going to happen after I do this poem is we're going to do that thing that we were going to do at the release party we didn't do. Okay? You know what I'm talking about?
I hope I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I'm trying not to say the name of the thing. I ain't talking about upset. I'm talking about the other thing that we got new.
Okay, all right.
Brand new joint. Right?
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Good. Very good. Thank you. Oof. Thank you. Here we go. Dark skin, deep pitch as if it could be called night. Eyes blue from the insertion of contacts. Curves on a highway of the description of her lips, hips, breasts, and backside. Voice soft with a slight squeak but not annoying. Poetic predisposition possessed her. Clothes clung because they had no choice. I met her not knowing who she was. Voice called my name and turned me around. Had spoken to her, tried not to stare with extreme difficulty. Sunglasses removed showed eyes I wanted to dance in, but to another per vow she belonged to. And I too promised faithfulness to another. Thoughts and wishes did not care. Too many glances, too many chuckles, too many purposeful accidental touches, too many interactions on phone and otherwise, too many days and nights ignored by spouses. Dressed in all white made more pure environment by her dark skin. A Saturday evening and night became opportune. Only moments of silence existed. Her body carried in my arms and laid upon a waiting bed. Though frenzied the pace, the motion was methodical. A fruit with skin, I peeled each layer. Hunger dove in before instrument of lust. Easy it was to languish on the delicacy. In the dark, with a woman composed of darkness, messed with my own the complete trilogy. With every bite, every grope, every lick, every thrust, even after she returned to him, confident everything of hers belonged to me. Difficult it became to be away, regardless of prudent or sinful circumstance. Hypnotic tango, the music between her legs dictated, so to its rhythm I went. A Friday evening provided opportunities rare. In all black, braided and by pulling vehicle in front of my domicile, she came. Kisses were composed of hunger and thirst. Drive to clandestine and sordid location was abrupt. Second floor, near back of the hotel where our encounter would occur. 223 was the room number. Ironic, because it is the same number of my daughter's birthday. Instructed not to leave Marge this time because he had questioned her but still wanted me to be brutal. In my compliance, bulky belt buckle, beat bountiful backside, large plastic bag over her head to reach orgasm without breath, and exhausted every inch of large room in each moment of the 4 hours. Caught our breaths and felt each other's planets in the truck before she dropped me off. It would be the last time we would see each other. But how I remember the time we danced. From Revenge of the Orgasm, Forbidden Dance, my poem.
That's really good. So we would like, for those that are listening, if you're interested in talking with Mr. GPA and Cotton, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we do it like this every Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, so you guys said you had a duel. It's a duet that you wanted to do together?
Wait, this is really all about Mr. GPA, Revenge of the Orgasm. I'm just here to support.
Here we go.
Well,
here
I don't
go
know.
The
I don't
here
know.
We go with the nonsense. Here we go with the nonsense. Here we go.
That's what I'm saying, because she just gave me an order a few minutes ago, and now she's saying she's just here. What the fuck is that?
Right.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
she made me go to mute and all of that, and now she wants to just, I'm just here. Okay. So what's it going to be? I'm going to let you handle the show from this point. Let's go with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what's about to happen. You've heard Upset. and Cotton and I have done this before, and it's blown people away. We've shut down places with this poem. Well, this is something new. It's a spin on a popular poem from Avenger to Orgasm. We've never done it together. We're going to do it together tonight. Cotton, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On three, on two, on one, drop it.
My nights are restless because you're constantly on my mind. When I wake, it's your lingering scent that helps me rise. As I shower every part of my body that is touched or with thoughts of you, as the water trickles down my breast, past my chest, between my thighs, it's your moisture that penetrates and relaxes on my inside. The way I glide when I enter a room before I speak, the way I feel about you exudes. And I like it that I like the way you make me feel. I am obsessed with you. Just your music.
You've initiated.
Brings out my sex appeal, but it's more than that. Your gentlemanlike ways has me calling your name even in my sleep. My cell has dialed your number accidentally. Your name is programmed in my phone 24 times. I'm obsessed with you. It's how I get my girl to ride.
You have initiated indelible indentations upon my intellect. I only think of you with every blink of my eye. But even in that statement, I have said a falsehood, because with every other heartbeat, you inhabit my mindset as well. I am obsessed with you. This dark skin of mine has odes written to you in various fonts. Your name is my answer, both positively and negatively, to any and all questions. Your favorite scent is what I use to freshen within the walls of my home and every step I take to the city of Chicago. And to my wallet, between the credit cards, debit cards, and dollar bills, the hard drive of my computer, and the memory card of my cell phone, I have pictures of you. I am obsessed with you. I have easily memorized the rhythm of your footsteps, no matter what shoes you're walking in, no matter what surface you're walking upon. Every prayer that I utter includes, thank you, God, for letting me be cognizant of your existence. My worst nightmares are fond remembrances of your idiosyncrasies, and respectively and collectively, your initials and your measurements form all of my passwords, and they're the combination to my Planet Fitness locker. I am obsessed with you. Now, I know what you are thinking, but it's supposed to be extreme. It's supposed to come across as overkill. It's supposed to make you feel a tad bit frightened. Otherwise, it wouldn't be obsession. And I am obsessed with you. 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 Every status that you post on Facebook, I share, like, and comment on. I favorite, retweet, and retweet with a comment every tweet you put on Twitter. On Instagram, all 459 of your pictures I like, unlike, like, and unlike, just so you know that I'm there. And I comment and share every video you post on YouTube, even though you haven't performed in any one of them. I am obsessed with you. I know the way you arch your fingers when you text or dial the number on your phone. I've watched you. The colors you have inclination to are the colors of everything in my wardrobe, the threads to my carpet, and I swear I'm going to change my car to it tomorrow. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. I am.
Wow, you know, that's some obsession, boy.
That's an obsession right there.
Cotton Campbell, everybody. Cotton Campbell.
What's the difference between that and being a stalker?
Not much.
Not much. Okay, just wondering. Let me see. We got this. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Make
your
comment.
I was just going to say, that's the cool thing about, and if anybody have ever seen the video I used, it was from Scandal, and Olivia Pope inspired that poem, because dude is fits. Anybody who watches Scandal knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
Is obsessed
exactly,
with her.
The president.
So,
right. Yeah.
So it's like, I felt that. I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. I mean, I've been there. I've been there. I'm not ashamed to say I've been there.
There's nothing wrong with it. I was just making a joke. But it's really good. I mean, the poem is good, and it's good to have that, that type
of thing. Man, I'm good. I know you. You all good with me. You right. Ain't much different, bro. Not much.
The good thing about the one good thing about being obsessed opposed to being a stalker is the person you're obsessed with doesn't have to know. See, a stalker, that's different. But somebody that's obsessed with you, they don't necessarily have to know that you are.
That is true. I'll say that. That's a thin line between the two. So let me see this area code number here, this number that is blocked. Is this DV hint? I guess not. But anyway.
Say something.
They're not saying anything. The number's blocked, so I can't say who they are. It's just ones. So I don't know if you are just listening or you have something that you want to say. And I assume that they do not, so I'm going to leave that where it is. Okay, so everybody that's listening, the number you know is 347-215-8539. If you have any comments for GPA, the greatest poet alive, he is here on the show. It looks like it's going to be his show alone because the other two authors, for some reason, decided not to come in, although they told me today that they were going to be here. I don't know what happens when people do that, but anyway, it's not a problem. Maybe I scare people the fuck away because I know I talk a lot of shit on the phone, but on the show, but that's just the way it is. And the chat room is saying the song, they said that it sounds stalkerish, but, you know, we already explained that, the difference between the two. And I can understand, you know, the stalker versus the obsessed because, as Cotton put it, you know, this can be going on and the person doesn't even know it. I guess a stalker, what makes it different is stalker lets you know they're stalking you. They're there. They're letting you see them or her. They're letting you see the people. You know, you see them there. You know they're there. But I can be obsessed with someone and never say anything to them or they don't know anything and just, you know, just be obsessed and masturbate or whatever I got to do to get off about this person. So I can understand that.
And if you got to do like GPA stalking, you probably won't even care.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna sign that. I'm gonna go right along with that. I have no qualms about what she just said. That makes sense to me. I'm with that. That's cool. That's
right.
Great.
So, can you tell people how they can get the books that you have out and the latest one that you have and where you're going to be,
sure.
Where you're going to be in the future?
Sure, no problem. Everything in mind you can get from www.iblowyourmind.net, secure PayPal. I sign all my books when they're purchased from me, so that's not an issue. Sometimes I even throw in an extra something for free. I mean, I like to do that because I appreciate people wanting to invest in me and what I'm doing. I'm on Amazon because I know some of our folks, you have to say you're on Amazon. And otherwise, they don't feel like you're credible. So I am on Amazon. I just prefer that you go to the website because I can get the book to you faster and sign it, and I get the money. So that's what that is. Next thing, I will be appearing at, they have a thing here called 100 Positive Black Men. And May 17th, I'll be going to, it's called Wentworth Elementary School, and I'll be presenting, talking about my life as an author and a poet and doing that, performing a bit. So that comes on May 17th. Then we circle forward to June, as I stated earlier. There's a successful series here that's been going the last 7 years called Tuesday Funk. I'm the only black dude, and that seems to be a trend with a lot of things I've been doing here in my city. A lot of times I'm the only black dude. I'm the only black person doing the thing. So I'll be doing that. And then June just really gets really hectic, as I stated earlier. the best way to follow me, I could give you a whole bunch of names, but the best thing to do is come on the page and like the page. It's all caps, G period, P period, A period, parentheses, Greatest Poet Alive, and then that links to everything, Reverb Nation, everything. You'll get everything, what I'm doing. You can then link to FanBridge, but that'll give you everything that I'm doing. And, you know, hey, come on along for the ride. It's going to be, it's been a great year, and it's going to be even better as we go along. And thank you for supporting me, those of y'all who do. New supporters, welcome, and let's go get it. Team GPA.
All right. So, Cotton, what do you got going on?
Whatever GPA has going on.
Damn.
Pretty much.
Damn. It's like that. Okay.
Pretty much.
GPA, so what happened, man? You just kind of, like, took control, made her a Stepford wife and shit when she was up there, or what? I mean, she just, whatever the fuck you want to be. I mean, goddamn, what the fuck happened?
It's actually the opposite. It's actually the opposite. I really don't have any say. This is just on the radio because I'm featuring tonight, but Cotton pretty much runs the ship, her and my brother. They pretty much run the ship. I just do poems here.
Well, I understand that, but that doesn't mean that she can't speak on her own self right now, especially when she's a co-host on the show.
I didn't say she could.
When the question is asked, all she can do is just say, not whatever GPA can do. I can see her on one leg right now hopping and shit, talking about whatever you like and shit.
Oh, that's just bad.
What the fuck is that?
Red is showing out.
I mean, man, don't you see? I mean, I'm sure the audience is listening. They try to get that.
And the crazy part about that is that anybody that knows me know better. That ish will never happen.
Well, we know that. I'm just fucking with you. But anyway, it was just something to do. It just came out. It was just there. But anyway.
Wow.
I have a lot of things going on. The reason why I said it like that is because a lot of what GP and I are doing, we're doing it together. So I would just be reiterating everything that he just said pretty much, because June is pretty full and we're still scheduling things for that are coming out. I will be bringing GPA to Kansas City, Missouri, so that the ladies here can get a taste of what Revenge of the Orgasm is.
Well, you heard it here on Word Sexy, even though he kind of mentioned, he said he was coming somewhere in Missouri, he didn't know. So I had to let him know that Kansas City, Missouri was the spot, and you just confirmed that. So ladies, just listen, in Kansas City, we're going to be making, Mr. GPA is going to come here, and he's going to do his orgasm shit with you, and your legs are going to get hot and wet and all that, and he's going to have you going, so. We're looking forward to seeing that and meeting him in person and doing all that, and that's the way it's going to go. And just so you know, I'm gonna blow my damn self up for a few minutes.
Right.
I'm going to be doing some audio. We're going to have some audio books coming out. Word Sexy is not the only way you're going to hear my voice in the future. From now on, we got some books that, all of my books actually, I'm going to put them on audio so that we can blow your mind with my voice. Since everybody says I sound sexy, and I believe I do, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to make that happen so that you can hear the books, me describing the scenes, the sex scenes, and everything that's going on, and see if we can get somebody hot and maybe, you know, get them to play with themselves and do a little of that. That's what we want. That's what it's all about. So,
wow.
I got to do something.
Wow.
I mean, people are reading, but, you know, I mean, sometimes people just want to sit in the car and drive down the road, and they might want to get a little hot while they driving down the road or something, or just be in the bedroom and, you know, just listening to Red coming at you, you know, with some sounds and, you know, getting between you like that. You know, we can do a little mind game, a little mind orgasm. I mean, you're not the only one that can make an orgasm, so I have to get my side in there too, you know what I'm saying? And she laughs because she knows me.
Wow.
All right, so check this out. We want you to come with another poem, if you don't mind, because, like I said, we got an hour and 20 minutes, and they are not here. So guess what happens? We go forth, and we overcome. And anybody that wants to call in and have any comments or anything they want to say, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio. If you didn't know that, you know it now. And we got Mr. GPA on the line right now. He's going to bring some hot, sexy, sexiness, or just say whatever he has to say. It's going to be sexy anyway. And he's got Miss Cotton, who is now the queen of erotica, I see. I saw that, and I'm sorry. Let me be corrected. Queen of Seduction. I am so sorry for saying it wrong. But before I get you in on that, I'm going to play a song and give you a break so you can get yourself together on what you might want to bring next. And then we're going to go from there. But we're going to do this one I think is appropriate for what's going on right now because it's Words, and it's by Anthony David. That's Anthony David featuring India Ali bringing it to you this evening. Words. Right here on Words Sexy Radio.
Oh boy.
All right. And you heard Anthony David with Words. All right, before we go any further, we got another number here that I want to check and see who this may be. And the area code is 773-297. I'm going to leave it at that. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Karina, calling from Chicago.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
We're doing just fine. We're glad that you were able to call in. Did you have any comments or anything you'd like to say this evening?
Karina,
well, I'm listening to you. I'm sorry?
You just want to listen?
I've called in because I've listened to your show before, and I enjoyed it. And also, I was calling in to just support GPA, show them that I'm still here to support them.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for calling in, and thank you for supporting Word Sexy Radio as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. We're going to keep you on mute, but just don't hang up.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so there you go. More supporters calling in, and anybody else that wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and it's Grown Folks Radio. Trying to get some questions out the chat room as well for you, Mr. GPA. A lot of people are stunned with you. I think they're scared. They don't know what to say because or they're either playing with themselves or they're doing something. I don't know what it is, but it seems like you've got them going on. I don't know what it is. But that tag team that y'all did a few minutes ago, we're getting a lot of response from that as well. So what do you got for us now? We got like another hour and 14 minutes to
first
play
all,
around. So it's about you this evening?
There it is. I like that. First of all, let me jump in and say this here. There's some people who have been texting me and inboxing me. I want to thank everybody that supports Team GPA and what we do, how we move. However you support us, we appreciate you. Don't ever think that. That's why we just keep whooping ass everywhere we go. My partner, the queen of seduction, our new teammate, the queen of being Queen Alexis, and myself, the phenomenal poetic. I'm so we're going to keep bringing it to you. But now we're going to turn it up a notch just a little bit. Just a bit.
Okay.
Here we go.
It wasn't hot before, but it is now. Here we go.
Here we go. Dark, lurid thoughts invade my mind. It is surprising I think of these things. Dreary day outside of this Wisconsin Dales cabin. Your body stretched in four different directions. Ass naked, you sway to and fro in this erotic swing. Painful ecstasy comes from moans as tighter it closes the nipple rings. Restrained legs perform grasshopper movements from the pleasure that agony brings. Hands become a paddle and a whip respectively, revving your backside repetitiously. Gag in your mouth, blindfolded, but you still scream out and stare directly at me. Hot candle wax, melting ice and sweet honey from outer layers of your skin. Fully drenched and dripping your chasm, so I push swing forward, catch it when it comes backwards, then roughly I enter in. Remove gag, but breath still find difficulty escaping. Belt tightens around your neck as the camera continues taping. Love making of a gentle sort was not your wish. You demanded more of an extreme. So now I lower the mask over your face. Now only you can hear your screams. Revenge of the Orgasm, Extreme, my poem.
All right. Again. He brings it again. All right. So let's tell the audience how what inspires you. I know it's a lot of things that get you going in writing your poetry and your poems and all the things that you do here. And please let it be known that he is not a spoken word artist. We've talked about that before. So we're going to make sure that everybody understands that there's a difference between spoken word and a poet. So we want to make sure that that's understood. Give them a little background on what inspired you to start writing in the first place and doing poetry.
Well, of this sort, as a lot of people know, I stole a bunch of money that didn't belong to me, so that's how I started writing poetry. But as far as centrally, I was in a celibate marriage, and so to go on some sort of escape, I wrote the first book, which is the Book of 24 Orgasms. Everybody knows I was nominated for Book of the Year and so on and so forth, and last year it was number 2. On UBAWA's top 25, and it was the only book of poetry on the list. Basically, I've been very fortunate to been exposed to beautiful women in both intimate and sexual adventures. I've been very fortunate to do that because, you know, I'm not a pretty boy or nothing like that. I'm just me. So these things give me inspiration. Beautiful women are inspiring day in, day out. And just a quick clarification, because I know some woman always says, well, what about women that aren't beautiful? Well, women that aren't beautiful, I don't associate with, I don't know them. The beauty is like, yeah, it's cool that you look good and all that, but there's more to it than that, because we've seen some pretty women in red. I know you can attest to this. We've seen some quote-unquote pretty women who just are just horrible. Their intellect is off, or their personality is sordid. They're just horrible. And that takes away from the outside. So when I say beautiful, it's a whole bunch of other things that encompass that. And I've been fortunate in my lifetime to be with them. And that's what came out in this book here. I got to apologize for the noise in the background. The Bulls, we're in Chicago, and the Bulls are beating the heat. And I got a house full of people. So any noise you may hear, there's like a few seconds left, so the Bulls winning. So I apologize for that. They really sort of rocked us here. We bring it home, so that's all that is. But, yeah, Red.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. And the chat room, I'm just going to go ahead and say this because I don't get this all the time, but the chat room was saying they want to hear about my books. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but like right now I'm not the one that's being interviewed, so I appreciate you with the support that's out there wanting to know more about Red Snapper and what he's doing. But we will get there. But right now, at least for the next few minutes, we do have Mr. GPA that's going to be giving us, you know, what he has, and that's good. And I agree with you as far as what you say about beauty, because a lot of times the outside beauty of a person, they get it so much from everybody being on them that they become ugly, and it their ugliness comes out from within and makes them out, their outer appearance is ugly as well. So when you say beautiful, you know, it's not always the outside all the time, even though that might be the precursor to a beautiful woman. But then once you find out what's really inside of her, then and you see that there is beauty within that it emulates her, that comes out of her, that makes her even more beautiful. So it may not be always a physical beauty. It could be the emotional inside of her, the essence of her that makes it even better, that her outside won't make a difference because she's going to be so damn fine from the inside, you're not going to be worried about it. So I got you on that one. What's new? I know you just told us a lot of stuff that's coming up. Are you writing anything else right now? Are you just kind of riding on this right now and until you can, you know, kind of slow it down with this and then kind of get something else going?
No, I emulate like you and like James Patterson and people like that, 50 Cent, who keep going. You can't stop. And, you know, new authors, and no diss, new authors get the one book and then they ride it out, and you're always looking toward the next thing because the current book will take care of itself. And when you sell, like I sold a book, an old book from 2009, I sold a few of them the other day. That was my very first book, The Confessional Heart of a Man. So when you can do that and people go back and get your other stuff and you still are turning out stuff, you're doing it. You're doing
right.
Your thing. So I'm bringing out on Kindle only. I'm going to bring out The Land of Multiples. I'm going to bring that out, and I'm going to get that to y'all. That might be a buck and some changes, so I'm going to get that to y'all just so I can refer to myself as the king of erotic poetry. I'm going to get that to y'all.
All right.
I'm coming back with the finale. It's called The Orgasm Strikes Back. I've been working on that, so that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds really good, and we definitely wish you luck on that, and I know you're going to do well in it as well as you've been doing with everything else. So, but I am going to see if we can come up with something else here for us. Just a second. We got another hour here, and we'll give you a chance to do another poem, of course, but I think that, and I don't know if Cotton's been thinking about this, but I think we should come up with some subject that we might want to discuss. So,
yeah, I have one thing to say before we go into anything else, and I'm pretty sure I can come up with a topic. For all you, all those people out there that are pretend supporters, and they show up to my partner's show, or my show, texting while anybody is performing and or I'm performing, or especially if he's performing, I'm very protective of that. Don't come on this radio show pretending like you're a supporter because your ass ain't. So now that I said that, I feel better.
Okay, and we don't know. That's a subliminal shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. I'm going to leave that where it is. Anyway.
Wow.
Let's go for it. All right. And I agree. You know, if you're not really a supporter, don't act like you are. You know, and whoever it was, I guess they decided to hang up.
But anyway. They do it all the time. They pretend to be like they're supporters, but then they show up to events where they're texting, or they leave the room while some people are performing, or they do just stupid stuff. And I'm not good with that. And as I posted earlier, and I don't know if GPA saw it, the next time I'm going to ask you to leave I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're my mama. If you're not respecting the person that's on the mic, then you don't have no respect for the art that the person is up doing. And that means you probably should stay at home.
Okay, well, you've already ran her off the show, so she's gone. Anyway, all right, so here we go. We got a couple of other calls that have come in.
You ran somebody off the show, Cotton?
There is two numbers.
Yeah.
Let me see. We have a 312 number. State your name and where are you calling from?
This is Real Alexis Banks, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
What is your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
My name is Real Alexis Banks, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Wow, no, she got to get a better introduction than that. She got to get a better introduction than that. No, that's not going to work. She came in too plain. No. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do the honor. On the award-winning Word Sexy radio show, award-winning, y'all didn't know that, award-winning Word Sexy radio show, let me tell you what just happened. The literary conduit, in my opinion, and several other people, several hundreds, thousands of people's opinion, has just came on the line in support of her friend, she's my friend. Anything literary you want to know, any conventions, any conferences, any signings, anybody coming out with a good book, anybody you might need to slightly avoid, anybody doing good business, this is the person you need to somehow or another make some rapport with, because that's how it goes down. That's how I'm able to maneuver and do some things, because she pulls my head. I'm grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the incredible, the very kind and extremely adept at researching all things literary, Real Alexis Banks, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Rhea.
Oh, hey, Rhea.
Hey, Todd.
Wow.
Okay, so.
He's adept at getting me in trouble.
Well, we have now.
Lead up to.
Okay, well, he said all those things about you, so now I want to know about you.
About me. I am a Chicagoan. I am a person who loves reading and everything to deal with and associate with reading. I'm a grandmother of two, a mother of four. I'm kind of floating right now because as of Saturday, I will be the proud parent of four graduates from college, and I'm just simply me.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on the show. So did you have anything that you want to say to Mr. GPA or to Cotton or to the audience that's listening?
Right now I'm just saying, hey, I'm listening, and I didn't know I was going to get called on the line, so I wasn't prepared to say anything else right now.
Well, I always like to
thank
people
you.
Call in. I always give them a chance to speak, and, you know, if they have something that they want to say, we do that on Word Sexy, and, you know, we'll have to get you to bring some of your literary talent in the future.
Sure I will, but don't act like you don't know who I am.
Say what?
It's been a minute, but it ain't been that long.
He just got serious.
No, I mean, I know. I'm just saying we would like you to bring some of your talent in the future.
I definitely will.
We know who you are. I just want people to know. I mean, he introduced you in such a great manner. More than I could have done.
He did.
So I just want to make sure that.
Yeah, he did.
So that's all I'm saying. You know, I know you've been here before, and we definitely would like for you to come back.
I definitely will.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. So let me check this other number. It seems to keep popping up, and they don't want nobody to know who they are. So, but I'm going to ask you again, all ones. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Okay. All ones. do not have anything to say. All right. Okay, so we're going to go forth then. So, Cotton, now that we've got all the animosities and all the negativism and all that stalker shit and all that out of the way, what are we going to discuss? We got an hour.
I think we should discuss how to have a real relationship.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What it takes to have a real relationship.
What it takes to have a real relationship. Okay, the subject this evening is going to be, what does it take to have a real relationship? We're going to be talking about that. So if anybody has anything that they want to say in the chat room, right now is the time to start writing. Anybody out there that's listening, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Women's Sexy Radio, and we're about to go into the relationship segment of the show. And the question is, what does it take to be in a real relationship? And since Cotton brought that question, I would like for her to start out with her opinion on that. You still there? Hello?
Are we done with GPA or something?
I was waiting on you.
We're not done with GPA, are we?
We've had an hour with Mr. GPA. It's now 59 minutes left in the show.
Has he told us everything? I didn't hear everything.
Okay, look. Let me do this right now. This is Word Sexy Radio. This is not.
Wow.
What is the show you have on Sunday? What is the name of your show that you do on Sunday?
Oh my God.
Okay. This is Word Sexy Radio. Are we now going for it, or is it going to be 2 hours of GPA?
Hey, it's been a long time since you had GPA on your show. You missed
and GPA
it a whole
can
lot.
Come on. He can come on every day if he wanted to. But I am running the show, and I would like to get into a different segment if that's okay with you.
That's fine. I'm just saying. I didn't remember getting everything from GPA.
GPA. What else did you? Okay, let's do this. Instead of us going into the subject. What else do you want GPA to say? You go ahead and why don't you just run the interview right now?
You said you wanted him to do another poem, but he didn't do it yet.
Well, he can do it later. I mean, we got 57 minutes. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. GPA.
Okay.
I'm gonna let Cotton. No, listen. I'm gonna let Cotton take the interview from this point, and I'm going to let her ask you all the questions that you need to have answered. And then I want you to do the poems and everything that you need to do, and we will let that happen that way. How about that?
Wow. Okay. I'm just sitting here chilling. I don't know. Okay. Sure, Red.
Well, Cotton, go ahead.
So, GPA, what do you have going on every month?
Every month, I have poetry love letter, the open mic. Oh. Every second Friday at Let Them Eat Chocolate, 5306 North Damon, I host the open mic segment of Poetry's Love Letter. And we have great poets come in, two features come in free. We just have donations for the features. Great chocolate there, great drinks, great everything. My good friend Deborah Gregory Voss is the owner, her and her husband Jay. And, man, it's wonderful. We just had the release party there. It's just wonderful. We'd love for you to come on down. Yeah, we would.
And so this is you hosting every second Friday, and you invite any poets or any artists to come out to feature.
Which means
they need to. Any of them have to start. We're starting that scheduling in June, correct?
In June, right? We're starting scheduling for this 2014 season. Because we were fortunate that we scheduled from last year all the way through this year to the end. So we want people, and people, we got people coming from out of town and everything. So, you know, it's good exposure, it's good rep, and we love it, man. We just want to do the poetry. If you sing, that's cool, whatever. Let's come on through.
So recently you came in second at Moth Storytellers. How was that for you? How was it being on the stage a second time?
That was something else. My mom went there. Shout out to my mom. My mom went with me, and I got to say, I keep saying this, and everybody knows, like, I'm an even keel kind of dude. I know all colors of people, and I kick it with some everybody, but I need to, I'm a black dude. So, you know, African-American, however you want to connotate it, however you want to denote it, I'm a black dude. To go into this Park West, if anybody here, everybody here in Chi-Town knows about the Park West, they have concerts there. This place was packed. There were no seats. It was sold out, top to bottom, for this small storytelling slam. And I didn't realize that the people who were in the competition were experienced storytellers. They've been doing this for like years and years. I just started, you know, but they were doing this for years and years. And the dude who was the eventual champion, he, you know, he's won a bunch of these, and I lost him by a percentage point. I posted it up and let people see what it was. And, you know, he got it. I give him credit. He had a great story and what have you. But there's no sweat. But to be there and be the only dude of African-American descent, the crowd was 99.7 or higher, not black. So, you know, hey, that's what the thing was. So to do that and to be there and almost make history, because I would have been the first Grand Slam champion of African-American descent in Illinois. So to do that was awesome. You know, I wanted to win. Don't get my even keel twisted. I want to win every time out. I'm a horrible loser. But I'm a good sportsman. So, you know, it went hot and needed to go that time.
Cool. So you write about erotic. You write about some erotic. I want to say it's erotic, but it's sensual, seductive type of poetry. And in that, there are some poems about love, like things like Wait for Me and I'm Mad About You, and which now is Upset, and Enough, things like that. Do you think for a man that love and sex go hand in hand?
They should. They should go hand in hand. They really should. But then you have those instances, because we're all grown. I love the thing about this show. We're all grown. There are times when that's not the case. There are times when your animalistic tendencies come out, take over, and you and this other person have this connection, and then it's not anything beyond that. We're grown people. Idealistically, sure. It should progress from love, and then lust. It should, but that's not reality. It's not reality.
Is it your reality?
Is what my reality?
What you just stated.
Is that my reality? I would like for it to be.
Is that okay? You would like for it to be.
I'm not. So, I'm not there with it. I'm not there with it. I'm wish.
I'm just asking probably what somebody else was thinking. So anyway.
No, nobody want to know that. Don't nobody want to know that about me. Ain't nobody.
No, people,
ain't nobody
people,
beating
people
me like that.
People always.
No.
People always. Me.
No.
So after this particular book, Revenge of the Orgasm, are you going to cross over to a different kind of book away from love and erotic altogether, or are you going to stay on this path of writing?
I've got a great question. First of all, I switch over and become, put my publisher hat on to publish in July, Seduction's Lips by the lady that's speaking now. So I go to that hat next. Then my CD comes out December 1st, Cheapocalypse Forever. That's being produced by the lady on the phone. But in answer more directly to your question, I've got two more books of poetry that I want to get out, well, actually three, and then I've been working on two books. One is a fiction romance book called Death of the Lonely, and the other one is sort of like an anti-bullying message called A Day in the Life of a Black Boy. So I'm still messing around with the title because I wanted to say Dark Skin Boy because it was just semi-autobiographical. So I'm moving slightly over. I'm not selling out because I'm a poet first and foremost, but I'll move over there and see how we can do it, because I naturally tell stories anyway in my poems. From what I've been told, like, greatly detailed, so it makes almost great sense to do that.
Okay, so with you crossing over to that particular area, it's different from erotic and love and lust and seduction. Because your biggest fan base is majority of women, do you think that you will lose some of your support base? Well, fan base, because supporters, they're always there. But your fan base, because some of the people that are on your page, they are fans. They're not all supporters. Some of them are just diehards. So do you think are you concerned with losing some of your fan base if you cross over to a different area of writing?
No, not one bit, because for me, a lot of it is the art first and foremost. It's cool to sell books. It really is. And if you want to buy books, www.blowyourmind.net, it's great to have people buy books from you and pay you to come perform. That's cool. That's really cool. I'm not, I'm not demeaning that at all. But it's the art first. And so if I want to experiment with something, I want to try something, then I got to do that from my own heart, my own mind. And people who are with me, yourself, Mary Rogers, Rhea Alexis Banks, people who from book to book, from situation to situation, and we got new people who have jumped on board and been great supporters. Tawana Craig has come in and really just plumped a brother, trying to make some things happen in Philadelphia. So you got people like that, Ron Smoot. There are people who just jump on and they get with you. So you really don't worry about the wish. It's like your friends in real life. You don't worry about who's not going to go, you know, who is there rolling, because that's always going to be like that. But I'm going. If I feel the need to go, I'm going to go. That's where my heart is telling me to go. So not at all. Unless I just stink at it. Now, if I stink at writing a fiction book, then I got to, you know, someone says, hey, you know what? If Rhea picked up the phone and said, you stink. It kind of sucked, and I gotta really take stock of what it is, you know.
I don't think it makes a difference what I think, does it?
It does. It does.
Okay.
It does.
Well, I'm just listening.
I did not do this.
I mean, I understand. Go ahead. It won't happen again. Trust me. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'm going to hear about this later, I'm sure.
You already hearing it now, so what the fuck?
He on the sidelines, like, wait till I...
I'm just sitting back letting you enjoy it, because it ain't happening no more. Go ahead.
So, as far as anthologies are concerned, how many are you participating in at this time?
I've been a part of... I was the feature poet in Chocolate Rose 1 and 2, and will be so in Chocolate Rose 3. What's the one with Andreana Williams we're in?
In Rapture, Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk. In that. Also was in Erotic Tranquility early in the year. The Brownstone Poets Anthology that will be coming out. I've been in a few anthologies because what a lot of people don't understand is that helps your writing. Biography, get your writing credits up when you can say you've been part of an anthology.
Cool. Do you ever plan on doing your own anthology and bringing other authors into your own project?
No, I hadn't really given that as too much of a thought, because I'm really team-oriented. Me and mine, first and foremost, no diss to anybody else. Me and mine first and foremost, and then we can go outside of that. I have a 50 Cent G-Unit way of starting mentality, and you got to start somewhere. You can't just jump out and help people because they don't reciprocate, but on your team, you know that's a given, so you go with that.
Cool. So do you ever plan on writing a book with Cotton?
Well, I see how this is going. I see how this is going.
I got some questions with you, too, man. I want to know how many nuts you got last night.
None.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead.
None. No.
Yeah, you didn't masturbate?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead and ask your question. Are you gonna write a book with Cotton? We want to know.
Perhaps. Perhaps. It's a possibility.
So now that we've gotten those questions out of the way, the real question is, what do you think it takes to have a good relationship?
It takes mutual attraction, admiration, and respect. It takes some give and take. It takes a lot of understanding. You got to understand the dynamics of a relationship. It doesn't mean you have to be on top of somebody every day. And I mean that in every sense that someone might want to take that last part I just said, you don't have to be on top of someone every day in order for them to be near them or be with them. You got to have some breathing space. You got to have some time to work your own thing. That's
good. Very true. Good answer. Great answer.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this personal or is this just subliminal or what is this?
No.
No, not at all. Just the question I was going to ask earlier, so I just figured I'd ask him first since I was already talking to him. And actually, I was coming around to Mr. Red Snapper since he gave me the mic. Because, inquiring minds. I don't care. It don't matter what you two brothers say on the phone, because both of y'all y'all really want me. I know both of you personally. And both of y'all behinds got women chasing you up the yin-yang. So I ain't even trying to hear that, don't nobody want me. Oh, don't no women want me. My partner got people waiting. My partner got people waiting on him outside. The woman that called in, she got issues, so she called in.
No, we're not gonna do that.
So we got all these different women that have lost their mind behind the two of you. Then. There you go. So don't.
The chat room is saying it's becoming personal. It's becoming personal.
It's not personal. I want to know the same question from Mr. Red Snapper.
What is the question?
The question is, what do you think a good relationship is for you?
Well, I don't know because I'm not looking for one.
You don't have to be looking for one to know what you want. See, there we go. Avoid it.
I'm going to go ahead and answer since you have come this way. A relationship to me is kind of like some of the things he said already, but I'm going to put my piece into it. I think that, first of all, both of you have to be wanting the relationship, first of all. Second, it takes a lot of things. Like you said, you don't have to be under someone all the time to make it a relationship. Or, you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be. First of all, I think that you have to be able to support each other in what you're doing. In my case, me being an author, me being a dancer, me being a person that does a lot of things, my career that I'm other than this, I want them to be able to support me in that. I want to be able to support them in what they're doing. Whatever it is that they're doing, I want to be able to give them that. Even if I don't agree with what it is, if that's what they want to do, then I should be able to support it for them, not go against them. There's a lot of things that go in a relationship. I mean, it depends on the people that you're with, on how you want it to go.
The reason why I'm asking you men, because, see, us women, we don't have as hard of a time trying to figure it out as you guys do. It seems like y'all have a harder time trying to figure it out opposed to us.
Well,
because we,
when we
step into something, we already know. But at the same time, you're saying that. But at the same time, when you're hanging out with your buddies and you listening to your buddies talk, you also can hear some of the things that they're saying that they're not able to get from a woman or that they're getting from a woman or whatever the situation is. Somebody's in your group. Somebody's whining about missing something.
Okay. Well, let me answer this since you want to answer from me. My reason for not really being in a real relationship as deep as I probably could be is because I've been married 3 times, and I'm just not ready to be in nothing like that. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying me.
I'm not asking about being in a relationship right now. I'm saying what would be a good relationship for you? Not that you want to be in one right now. What's a good relationship for you?
If you would let me finish, I would tell you that I need to find me. And I know people say, well, you old as you are now, what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for things that I need to get squared away in myself, not only as a person, but as financially or anything else. I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm not able to contribute or be able to do things I need to do. You know, I want to be able to do some things and be able to help if possible. So, I mean, as far as a good relationship, you know, I don't know what that is. I'm trying to learn. I thought I was in three of them. And each time that I was in those, I wasn't in them to be in them for a minute and then get out. I thought I was there for a lifetime. But it just so happened it didn't work that way. So, I mean, that's a hard question to ask. You know, I know women, you say women have it together and already know, but I know a lot of women that don't know what they want. You know, you
say
that
they
because
all
you
did.
Probably
I didn't say they all did. I said for the most part, most of us women, we know what it is that we want. As far as having a good relationship, we know that what that entails for us. But it seems that men are more or less likely to figure it out because they're not looking at the right thing.
There's a lot of men from a woman.
So there are some men that do know, but there are. But as I said, if you compare the two, women are more likely to know than a man is. That's my point.
Okay. Well, your point has been well taken. So where do we go from here?
Did you answer the question? No.
I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what I want. I don't know what you want me to say. Is there a certain question where I'm supposed to answer it or what? I didn't ask.
But that was the subject topic. That was the topic, and that's what I put out there. And
okay,
I got everything with that. So.
Okay. Well, I want to know what everybody else is thinking, since I can't seem to answer the damn question. And I guess GPA, I guess you didn't answer it either. Any other men that's out there listening, call in at number 347-215-8539 and see if we can get an answer to Ms. Cotton on what it is that we want. What are we looking
for
in a relationship?
It's not for me, per se. It's for the show. I'm not.
And that's what I'm
trying
to say to you. But it's your question. That's the reason why I said your name
is
your question.
It is my question.
But it is for the show. And I'm just trying to say, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are some men who know what they want. They're in a relationship. They're happy. They're getting the things that they're looking for. They're being nurtured. They're getting all the things that they're looking for that they're in a relationship. Sometimes you don't know what you want until you get into a relationship with someone. And then you start seeing those things. It just depends. You know, it's not something that you can always put a label on in the beginning. So I'm looking for this and that. Because a lot of times you look for stuff and it just isn't there. But you might see something else in that person that you're willing to deal with or compromise for. So it just depends. So that's the thing. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I wish I knew the answer for myself so that I can be able to really find that. And I see DV is talking about what the hell is going on with the show. Well, where the hell are you? Let me find out. He's texting me with that. All right, so let me see. I guess he's here. Let me see if this is him. DV, is this you?
Yeah.
Where the fuck you been?
I'm scared to even answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. You getting some ass and forgotten shit or what?
No,
you
want to
answer the question, what you looking for in a woman? We can't
no.
answer it.
I am not stepping in that pile.
What are we looking for in a relationship? That's the question. What are we looking for in a relationship?
That wasn't the question either.
Okay, ask the question to DB.
The question was, what do you think makes for a good relationship? What do
That's
you think
the same
makes
thing
a relationship for you? Not that. No, no, it's not. It really
ass,
isn't because you said you
okay,
said what
answer.
You
good
said
ass,
that, you said that you weren't looking for a relationship right now, and that wasn't the question.
Okay, let me answer it then. Since you said it like that, what makes a good relationship? Good
yes,
communication.
And it doesn't have to be about you.
It's not about me. I said good communication, compromise. Being able to support each other in the endeavors that you have going on, time to yourself as well as time to their self, you don't have to be under them all the time. You can give them time. They're going to be back to you. They're going to give you that. I mean, those are things, those are attributes that people look for. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look for that. But that doesn't mean you're always going to get that.
Right.
Is that close?
Now that's an answer. That's
okay.
an answer.
Okay, DV, you got anything to add to that?
I mean, ultimately, you said it all, because it doesn't matter who you are. Questions like this are subjective, and it really depends on where you're at in your life that determines the kind of person that you're looking
for. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, I mean, it's never just a black and white or a cut and dry type of answer, because ultimately, if you need somebody to be that counterpoint or even be that supplement to you, then that's what you're going to look for. Or even if that's not what you're looking for, that tends to be what you need. So, I mean, me personally, there's times where I thought I wanted somebody to constantly argue with me or to debate with me. But then you get to the point where you're like, yeah, I don't want this. I don't want somebody who's going to constantly fight with me, because that's what it ends up being. You know, you think it's somebody who's going to challenge you, and really it's somebody who's just going to argue with you. So, I mean, we all make those type of mistakes. We all come to those type of conclusions. But ultimately, the person that fits us is not going to be somebody that we're talking about. It's just going to be somebody that we meet. And they're going to mesh with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's never something that you see coming, but it's always something that you'll need.
Okay, that's a good scientific question answer that we always get from Mr. DV Hint, which I'm glad that he showed up. I love
it. I'm a politician, sir.
But that's good, though. I mean, and Cotton, she has been running the show this evening. GPA still here? Or did he drop?
Man, the Bulls won, so you know he probably out. You know.
Oh, okay.
Getting toasted.
All right.
Nice.
But we were supposed to have Miss Robinson on this evening, and she didn't come for some reason. And there was supposed to be Allison Hamper. They were supposed to be here this evening, and they did say they were coming. And
I
checked all the numbers.
My tardiness.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I understand you had things to do, and sometimes everybody can't be here. I figured you was probably traveling or something. But it's all good. So, Cotton, what is your, since you being a woman, I want to know your answer to that.
My answer is communication, to me, helps in making for a good relationship. It doesn't matter, and of course, supporting each other's endeavors, whatever's going on, you're supportive, and finding ways to communicate effectively that's going to keep the respect there, you know, respecting it. And those are just some bases that I was looking for, the basis of having a relationship. Compatibility is always a good thing to have in a relationship as well. But for me, in my opinion, most importantly, first and foremost, communication has to be there. It doesn't matter if you're in a man-woman relationship. It doesn't matter if you're a sibling relationship. It doesn't matter if it's mother-daughter relationship. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. There has to be that communication there so that you can keep the respect level and you find ways of supporting each other and making sure that you can communicate effectively with one another.
I mean, and that's true. You can't really debate something like that. It's just simply that for most of men's lives, we're told, you know, to stir our world up, go out there and experience the world. So by the time we decide we want a relationship, we start off not knowing what on earth we want other than sex. You know, so we learn by trial and error. Whereas women, you know, you guys are told to keep it in your pants and do the right thing and look for somebody who's going to respect you. So you ultimately start off knowing what type of ideal man that you want, and when you're not finding him, you're like, okay, there's this shortage of men out there. It's not a shortage. It's simply that because we've been taught for so long to go out and experience the world, that we spent so much time experiencing but not really learning anything. while you guys spent all that time learning people and not really experiencing much. So it's just, you know, at some point we meet at that crossroads and maybe a relationship takes off, but most of the time we pass like trains in the night. When you get to that point, I may not be there yet. Or when you decide you want to have fun, I might be at the point where I want to, you know, settle down. So it's just, it's crazy how these things wind up and how they end up.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. But, you know, it's just one of those hard things. Me personally, I would love to be in something. And I know you wasn't saying personal, and I know it still isn't. But the thing is if I knew exactly what I really wanted and could be content with it, because sometimes I do know what I want. I do know what I would like to have. But my thing is, when I get ready to do it, because of the situations that I've been in the past, I guess it's still there on me because I cringe to a point because it's like, okay, do I really want this now? You know, I'm starting to like being single and all that, but it doesn't mean that I'm out here trying to do everybody. It's not even about that. It's just getting used to myself as who I am and learning me. Now, I kind of get into not having to make plans for everybody but myself. If I want to jump on a plane and go to Alaska, which I don't want to do, but if I was wanting to do that, I don't have to get, it's not that you get permission, but you got to include that person. Even though they don't live with you or whatever, you still have to include them with that because it's a thing that you're doing. You can't just run out of town. You know what I'm saying? If you care about them, you want them to know what's going on. Right now, I'm at the point where I like that I don't have to do that. But eventually, it's not going to be that way. I'm going to want someone, you know, that I can be able to do things with. So, you know. But in my life right at this moment, doesn't mean I don't care about anybody or anybody that I, you know, that might be listening that I have been with or whatever. It doesn't mean that I don't care about you. It just means that I'm just at a point right now where I'm still trying to enjoy me and learn me and go forth in that. So the things that you want, like, and DB hit it on the head very well. Men come up differently as far as what they want because they're always told to go out and be a man, go out to have fun, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And women are always brought up, if they're brought up correctly by a good woman, they're going to be told, you know, not to look for these certain things and keep it in your pants and all that. So I get that. And it's bad that men don't get that. They should get that in the beginning. That way it probably would be a little different. But I'm sure the sowing the wild oats is, you know, something that, you know, I mean, even if a guy, you hear some father sometimes saying about their son, he went out there and did this. You know, they don't go off on him getting a guy get a girl pregnant. You know, they might be upset a little bit, but they're not going to be upset as much as if the girl came home pregnant, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, oh, he went out there and he's doing this and he got her pregnant. They might pat him on the back and stuff without nobody looking. But if a girl did that, daddy's pissed and want to kill the guy who got her pregnant and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they better get married then.
Right. You know, shotgun wedding or whatever. It's just different. So I can understand from that aspect being explained that way. And I thank you for coming in and saving the day because I was floating. I was going underwater. And GPA ran off and left me. So anyway. All right. Okay, the chat room said not really. I don't know what not really means, but maybe they can explain that a little bit, what not really is about. Is that what I'm saying is not really to you, or,
no,
or
like,
is that something
the thing
else?
is everybody has their opinion. There are no absolutes, you know.
Right,
and
there isn't.
And we're,
there
not,
is.
And we're not talking in absolutes because there's some women that are raised to go out there and act wild. There's some women whose parents are indifferent, like, look, you know, do what you need to do, but, you know, get your head on straight. So, I mean, there are no absolutes, but as a general
right, I mean, you know, it just depends on the, like you said, the foundation that you come from determines where or how you're gonna, you know, do it. Because there are some women that's out there that don't want to be in a relationship. They're doing more than men. You know,
it's even racial because if you're a white chick, you know, your parents aren't, you know, as down your throat as maybe if you were a black girl. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You may be a black girl whose parents are more lenient, than some, you know, than some immigrant family who came into the country. It's like, look, you know, you got to do this, you got to support your family, you know. So it, there are traditional roles, and there are societal roles, and there are, you know, there are cultural roles. So there are no absolutes, but as a generalization, you know, men are kind of told to go out and experience the world, you know, quote, you know, within quotes, whereas women are told, you know, or suggested that they don't do the same things that boys do.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the chat room. This is what was said in the chat room. Ask yourself, is this the person I want to have my back during the zombie apocalypse?
Apocalypse. No. Girl, you better learn how to shoot and aim. You know, if she can't aim for the head, then no.
Right.
You know, and that means in all cases. But
right, right. So will it be the one that, that person, is that the one you want to have your back with you, that will die for you or will be there to help you not die? And those are things, you have to look at that.
But
and
as people, we're ever evolving. And I tell, you know, I tell one of my work buddies this all the time. He's 32. And I was like, look, man, you know, you're 32. The same things that you want at 32 years old in 1 month are not going to be the same things that you want at 32 years in 2 months. You know, because our tastes and ideas and methodologies about going how to get the things that we want, they change on a consistent basis. And that it's influenced by outside factors. It's our interactions with other people. You know, when we were young, we were all romantics. Well, okay, most of us. You know, even as men, we had this idealized view of how we're going to treat women based on the songs that we heard. We was going to wine her, dine her, you know, whatever it took to keep her. And then, you know, we met that one girl who jaded our perspective. It was like, you know what, screw this. All these knuckleheads out getting a fine girl, so I'm going to be a knucklehead too. You know, so there are things that happen along that path that changes exactly who we are and what we want. You know, there's some people who hold steadfast to that path, and more often than not, you know, those are the people who tend to be single. So sometimes you have to be able to adjust on the fly, and that talks to males as well as females. You have to have a core idea of the things that you want, but more than that, you have to know what you will not settle for. So as long as you know the things that you won't settle for, let the things that, you know, may be in flux stay in flux.
Right. Understood. Okay, Cotton. You still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, baby.
And like, so when I got on the phone, it was like madness. So I was like, oh.
Right. What kind of madness? You think it was madness? Was it me?
You know,
was I tripping or what?
No, like, because when I first got in, you know, you were talking about the chat room was suggesting that, you know, there were some things going down between GPA and Cotton, and Cotton was like, no, you know, these people need to stop calling. I was like, what? What the hell? What?
Oh, somebody was calling? Oh, you're talking about, oh, when she was going off on the girl, whoever was that.
Right.
Not real, a real supporter. Yeah, that was something right. Different. I don't think it was me asking the question about them being together. It was this person that was on here earlier. You wasn't here. They
right.
was on the phone. They called in, and it was talking about they was a supporter, but they really are a stalker to him, I guess. And Cotton knows that because what happens is, I guess when she's on the stage, the girl leaves the room or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But when he's on there, she's all in there and shit. So she's not really supporting.
No. This girl came out to the show as a supporter, supposedly supporting him. And while he's performing, she's texting. So to me, if you're a real supporter, you're going to be, even if you don't like me, that's fine because you didn't come there for me. You came there for him.
Oh, I thought it was something different.
So,
okay.
So you need to show him the respect that he deserves while he's up performing. That's disrespectful, and it's not the first time that she's done that. And then she comes on, like these shows right here, she comes on and she pretends like she's so supportive of what he has going on. Buy a book offline and just stay out of the rest of it because she's very disrespectful. But he won't just tell her, hey, you need to not show up if you're not going to be respectful of what's going on. And that's just anybody. I've been to shows where people are sitting talking on the phone or they're texting while the person is up on the mic performing. It's it's a saying that says respect the mic. If somebody's on the mic, respect the person that's up there performing. But if you're such a supporter of GPAs, then show him that same respect when you're standing in front of him and when he's up and performing in front of other people. That's disrespectful.
Cotton, let me ask you this. Cotton, let me ask you this. Did she pay to get in the show?
No, she didn't. It was free.
Okay,
she didn't have to pay to get in. Nobody.
Okay, but did she buy a book or do anything that you know of?
She could have bought a book offline. She didn't have to come to the show to get a book.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, and this is probably not going to be what you want to hear, but if somebody came to see me.
No, I don't care about that.
If somebody,
you know what? Let me tell you something about me. I would rather you didn't buy
okay.
it because if you're gonna sit in front of me and be disrespectful, that means you probably ain't reading my book.
Okay.
I'd rather you just didn't buy it at all. I'd rather you just stay out of the whole realm of everything. Period.
Well,
I wish you personally.
If somebody buys my book, if they don't read the motherfucker and they sit it on the table, I don't want them not to do that, but if they sit on the table and they don't read it, I got the money.
Right, they bought it anyway.
Right, that's why
I asked you, did she pay to get in? It shouldn't matter to you if she's snitching or not.
It does matter to me.
But there's going to be a lot of fans that's going to be like that.
You see it your way and I see it my way for the simple fact of this isn't the first time that she's done this. So, therefore, if you're not going to respect
this person all the time,
I don't care about your $10 that you purchased. It's a whole bunch of people. Anybody could have came in and showed more respect than that. But you're supposed to be his friend on top of that. So you can't be my friend and come in and disrespect me.
Oh, okay. Now I see where it's going. Okay, I see where it's going now. This is a friendship
She's not just a nobody. She's somebody that knows him. So if I know you, that's like me coming to one of your events and you're talking and I'm going to talk over you while you're trying to talk and you're doing a reading. That's disrespectful. I'm your friend. If I'm your friend, I'm going to respect you.
Well, that changes everything. That changes everything because I thought she was just some random, I ain't going to say bitch, but I thought she was just some random female that was in the show, okay?
No.
And now you're saying she's a friend.
She's not.
I got it. Okay, well, since you're saying it that way, then I guess that makes it different. You know, if you're supposed to be a supporter and you're supposed to be a friend, then okay. But if you're just some random person that happened to be in there a couple of times and you've seen them and they're texting, I wouldn't care because I got your money.
But you came on the radio show to say, I'm just calling in to support GPA. No, you're not. You're not. You're calling in because you're not calling in for that problem. You're not calling in.
So what did she call in for?
This is a female who sat next to me and said to me, she said to me, so are you taking pictures of his ass? And I said, I'm taking pictures of everything. And it took everything in my power not to turn around and just go off on her because don't question what it is that I do. This is what I do. I don't question you, so don't question me. But for the fact that she's always got something to say. Last year she sat in front of me and she texted while I was performing. That's fine. I don't care. She listened to him. Then she waited around. This is the same girl I told you. She waited around for him to leave with her because he did the poem "Wait for Me," and then he left. But this is also another woman, like I said, who she's back and forth. Sometimes she's a supporter and sometimes she's not, and I don't like her.
So is
I don't
he
care
hit?
If she's listening. I've come to the conclusion that I just
has
don't like
agenda.
Her because she's disrespectful.
She's just disrespectful,
and I don't like her. I don't want a wishy-washy person because she's also the same kind of, she's a kind of woman that if he don't let her have her way, she'll do something real stupid.
So she has an agenda.
Oh, so yeah.
She has an agenda.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we got that out on Word Sexy this evening. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure that you will take care of that situation. And
I have.
I'm sorry that you got upset behind it. I was just wondering because it seemed like it's somebody that, whether he's hitting it or not, none of my business. But whatever it is, I knew it was more than just some random fan. I knew it had to be more.
No,
anyway.
It's not.
Hey, just remember, Cotton, you know, I testify for you in court. I say it was self-defense. I got you.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. See, that's real support right there.
Right, right. Yeah, there you go. So now we know what's really going on. Yeah, now we know what's really going on. Well, we want to thank y'all. And he ran off. I wouldn't get a chance to thank him for being on the show and everything. But, you know, we wanted to thank him for coming on and being here, because if he hadn't been here, I guess we wouldn't have had nobody, because the people that was supposed to be here, again, they knew, and I've talked to them today. And for some reason, either the times got messed up, or they in Africa and the time is off or something. I don't know.
They,
why the motherfuckers
they just like,
the
I know I got a show today, but I'm just flying my ass to Africa right now.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, because they, not even 30 minutes before the show started, okay, I'll be there, and both of them.
Well, you know, write their name down on the big board of people never to come back, and you
right.
know, let it ride.
Yeah, but it's all good, and we thank all those that are listening, that were listening to the show today. And next week we're gonna have a dear friend of mine that's gonna be on the show. I actually grew up with this woman. She's an author, and this is her first book, and her name is Kimberly Hams Henderson. She's gonna be coming on the show with her first book. And we're going to be just talking with her. And we're also going to have Miss Shay Nolan is going to be here. We haven't heard from Shay in quite some time. She's going to be here on the show. And we'll be talking to her about what she's got going on, what she's got coming out. And like I was saying, we're going to try to do some, I'm going to get some audio stuff going on. I got 3 books that's supposed to come out this year. I don't know. It's going to be kind of rough, but we're going to see if they make it. I know that the Fire and Desire book is scheduled to come as well, so. But, we still have Young Lit on the show. She's a young author. So I'm going to have to try not to cuss as much while she's on, because she's like
how young
a high school author that's going to be coming on the show.
Well, Red, you can't even do that interview. You can't. You're going to have to.
I can do it. I just won't cuss. Even though I know they cuss in school and shit, but I'm just going to, I might let you interview her. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be here next week. But I want to interview Kim, but it's going to be rough trying not to cuss with her, because I've been knowing Kim since I was in damn near kindergarten, first grade.
Wow.
See, that's she's a good friend of mine. So when she comes on, I'm just proud that she was able to get her book out. And because I remember when she was asking me questions about writing and stuff, and now she's published. So that's going to be a great show. And we're going to be glad to have her on the show. And, you know... Cotton, hopefully you can get that shit squared away and you're not in jail next week, and for killing that motherfucker, you know, for disrespecting
I ain't
shit.
Worried about that.
You did go off today. And let the record show.
But I wanted to get that out because it's been ongoing.
So much
yes.
that you took over the show today. DB, she took over the damn show. She took over the show.
Really?
She took over the show. Started interviewing, talking about we ain't through interviewing and all this shit. All kind of this shit, man. Just took the fuck over.
And you let her?
I let her.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you permitted her. This is I know you read. Red, you like this is goddamn Word Sexy Radio. This is Red Snapper shit. I can already hear
that
coming out of your mouth.
What did I say? I said I'll let her do it this time, and it ain't going to happen no motherfucking more. God damn it, I did. I said it ain't going to happen no more.
Oh, my God.
Red Snapper, I just want to thank you so much for letting me do that. I really appreciate it. I really, really do.
Next time when he's supposed to come on, don't let me know the day of. So I know that motherfucker's coming on the show.
I told you a month ago.
I don't know what happened. It wasn't on my schedule.
And you said, okay. You said, I'm going to make sure I put it on my schedule. But you were standing in front of me.
No problem. He can come on when he wants.
He was looking at your boobs. You got to make sure he's looking at your eyeballs.
Was I looking at her ass? I was looking at her eyeballs.
That's what I'm saying. Looking at the eyeballs. You can't talk to him. You got to write it down for him.
And then I told Red three times, and it don't matter because all he heard coming out of your mouth was titties.
No,
everything
else
you
heard is secondary. Don't put them words in my mouth. I didn't see that. It wasn't titty titties. It was legs, 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 legs. No, I'm just
playing. Oh, my bad.
Anyway. No, I'm just playing. No, I wasn't. No, seriously. I mean, you know, GPA has no problem coming on the show. I have no problem with him coming. Like I said, he kind of saved the show this evening because the two authors that were supposed to be here didn't show up, and I'm sure we would have had a show anyway. We would have came up with something to talk about. But the point was, you know, we get people that beg. And I'm not just saying this. People call me all the time about coming on the show, wanting to be on the show. I got this new book coming out. My new book is coming out. I want to be on the show. I make time for you. I get you on the show. And you don't show up. I just don't understand the unprofessionalism that you have. Not even
but
to give me
the thing.
Courtesy to say that. But then you call me or 30 minutes prior to the show start and said I'm going to be there, and then still don't come.
But wait,
what
let's
the hell is that
about?
It.
Like nearly 100% of the people who flake out, I have never heard of. Or, you know, so it's hand in hand. These are the people who flake out are the people who don't really want to do these things anyway. They don't know what it takes, or they don't want to do what it takes to establish a rapport and establish an identity. So,
that
I
is
mean,
true.
So what?
I had something I wanted to add. I had two things real quick. Can I say it?
You already talked it.
One thing I meant to tell you that I just recently found out is that I'm going to be in a calendar. I'm going to be in a calendar. I'm going to be Miss October.
Ooh, for Playboy or something? What are you talking about?
No.
What the fuck is Miss October? Is that for baby boys or the Epicurean Lounge or something?
No, actually, it's for Andreana Williams doing a calendar for business-minded authors and women and blah, blah, blah. And so she asked me if I wanted to be the month of October. And I said, sure.
You missed out
congratulations.
By 1 month.
I'm kind of excited.
By 1 month.
Well, congratulations for that encounter and that honor, I should say. That's very, very good because nobody has asked me to be on no calendar. So you are doing a great damn
thing.
Yeah, I'm
saying.
You know,
and
they do have a calendar here.
Ask you to be
in
the business-minded women.
No. They do have a calendar here. For those who know Kansas City, there is a calendar they do for the Epicurean Lounge, which is a place that do two-stepping, and they have like different two-steppers on the calendars here. So, you know, they want you to vote like. 5 votes gets you on the calendar, and, you know, it's just one of those things. So I didn't know if it was some bootleg shit or something like that. I'm glad it isn't. I'm glad it's a professional thing that you have going on, and that's good. You deserve that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've come a long way since I met you in 2009, and you're doing great things and cussing motherfuckers out and all that shit and everything. So you're just the queen of erotica. Is that what they call you now? The queen of seduction? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. That's her new title, man. Yeah, she has that.
Man,
sexual exposure? What do you say? What?
What happened to Carmen?
What happened to who?
What happened to Carmen?
Carmen?
Wow. Name for
the cat. You haven't heard from her anymore?
Nope. She was getting frustrated at the end anyway. I think she was getting tired of it. So I haven't bothered her anymore about it. I think she just got... She was getting really frustrated as people was talking about her and stuff like that, and she was getting all this. So she decided, you know, I respect that. It's good with us three. We're good. We can talk all the shit we want to. We're fine.
I was just concerned about her well-being because I know that she has other, like, medical issues.
Yeah, well, she has lupus.
Right.
She has lupus. She has lupus,
yeah.
And that could have been taking a toll on her as well. You know, she had this thing, you know, with her hair because she had lost her hair at one point and she has grown it back, and it's really long, and people was talking about her and saying she act white and all kinds of stuff. So she just kind of fell off, but it's okay. But if you get a chance to speak with her or text her or anything like that, you know, tell her we love her and, you know, we miss her. But she don't have
to
come back on the show if she doesn't want to. Right.
I'm
going to
try to reach out to her again. I just want to make sure she's all right. That's all.
So, DV, we need to get with Melanie, too, to find out what we're going to do about this book that we were talking about because I don't want it to fall over.
Right.
If it don't happen this year, at least we need to get something going with it. Because I really want to get it done. For those who don't know that are listening, we're talking about doing a relationship book that we were going to put together with four authors that were going to come together, me, DV, Miss Cotton, and I think Melanie was going to be part of that as well. And we were going to put something together, but we kind of got stopped for a second. I don't know if Christmas came and all that, and kind of got sidetracked. And you know that the event that I had been advertising, do you know that I forgot that shit happened this last weekend?
Oh.
Hey, that convention was this weekend. It just passed. And they had some people down there that was doing some things, and they probably won't ask me to do nothing anymore because I slept on it. Because what happened was, I'm going to go ahead and say my little excuse. When I went to California, kind of changed my plans, got mixed up a little bit. So I forgot that May 1st and 5th was the 5-day Readers and Writers Convention. So I saw that they was doing pretty well, and it was on. They was at Crown Center and everything, and that's good. I missed out. Brenda Jackson was here. There was a few other authors, Pat Simmons, and I know she's mad at me now. She probably don't want to talk to me no more. And I've been trying to kiss her ass and explain to her that I don't know what happened. But anyway.
Hey, you may have to do what Red Snapper does best. And kiss an ass.
No, I can't. Not with her. Anyway. No. You're trying to put me out there like that, man.
I was going to say invite her to the show, but okay.
What did you say?
I did the show in Detroit this weekend, too.
Right. Well, tell us that real quick. We got about 4 minutes.
That went over really well. They were very warm. I did Monster Behind Closed Doors, and I did I Rise, which are two poems that had not been performed ever. So,
okay,
it went over really well. It was great.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad everything went great for you, and I'm really upset that I missed out on that thing because I was going to at least go down there and see some authors. If I didn't have a table, I was wanted to go down and at least meet some people, you know. But we'll have to see what happens. I shot myself in the foot on that one, and I hear DV with the sound effects.
Oh, my God.
You know.
No, that was me. I accidentally dropped the thing I was taking out because I thought you said you wanted to go down and eat some people. I was like,
oh,
what?
Shit. No, that is not what I said. I did not say I wanted to go and... Can you believe that she thought I was going to go and eat some people?
I guess that was a Freudian slip.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
that was not
God.
A Freudian slip.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. But Cotton,
no,
next
I didn't
time,
think so.
Cotton, I'm going to say this online because I love you. And I'm going to tell you this shit. I know you and GPA are really close and all that, but you just took over my show and shit like it was your shit on Sunday. And I didn't like that.
I'm sorry.
But I let you go because you're my girl. I like you and shit. You know, I let you go. But,
well,
and he was apologizing for you and shit because he didn't know you was going to do all this. But, you know, don't do that again, okay? Don't do that shit.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Now, you can do it in the future if you ask in advance.
I wasn't expecting to do it either.
Can I ask? I wasn't going to ask all them damn questions. I wanted to talk some relationship shit, but you wanted to talk to him about him writing books with you and what his journey is going to be in the future and all. You wanted everybody to know, so it's okay.
Okay. it won't happen again unless it's to you.
Okay, baby. Not a problem. It's all good. I didn't get mad at you, though. I was like, letting you know, though. But, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Thank you.
But next week, like I said, we want y'all. DB, you going to be here next week?
I should be. I don't have anything scheduled out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna definitely do this interview, and we're going to please have a subject for us next week, Cotton, because I'm going to get Kim in there. I want Kim's ass to be in this conversation when we do something next week. I want to see what she's talking about. So we're going to do that. But we thank you all for listening and tolerating us and Cotton going off on this. Whoever this bitch is or woman is, this slut or whoever the fuck she is, y'all heard it here on Word 60 Radio, whoever she was.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Good night.